Well, if we learn one thing from history, we learn that it repeats itself, and we often get more of the same that we've always had. And we don't get what we want. And every generation that comes along afterwards go, oh, but this time it's going to be different. Well, until you change the rules of the game, it's always going to be the same. And you can only twist things around so many different ways. Well, this person has an idea over here. Yeah. We need to change everything. That's what I think is going to happen. Whether it's going to happen in my lifetime or your lifetime or anyone's, it's going to happen. We are going through this great shift. There's no question. I think we all know that, right? We're going through this great change. And we're getting caught up in things along the way. And we're getting riled up. Some of you got really, really riled up during the political, and maybe you were passionate, but let's understand this. What if you were wrong? What if your side was wrong? Oh no, I know they're right. What if? So I feel that I wanted to do a show about detaching, because I think we're just getting a little too wrapped up. And the one way I can remove myself from being too wrapped up in things is to just detach, just let go and trust. I know there's a movement going on that is going to wake us up. I know this. And it's coming at us from many different directions. And it may not happen soon, or it may happen tomorrow. I don't know. I hope it's sooner than later. But I don't trust any side completely. And I try to look at both of those sides. If we don't at least take the time to look at both sides, how can we ever compromise and find an answer? How can we? If we're just angry, yelling at each other, which I saw many people doing, posting negative comments, bashing others, gloating when their candidates won. I mean, how is that love? I think love is what has to win out over here. People can feel it from you. They can sense it from you. When you approach them with love, they're going to open up. And I think we're going to find that more of us have more in common than we don't. We just think that those on the right want this, or those at the left, all of them want this. And maybe they don't all. And maybe some are misled by their so-called leaders on both sides of the aisle. Oh no, the people on the right are telling all the truth. Oh no, the people on the left. No. I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I'm willing to admit I could be wrong. Let's go back to 30 years ago when I first heard about this from a man by the name of William Cooper. Ramtha, Archangel, Metatron now talks about this. There is a group of beings that control the planet. We're not going to give them any power, not on this show. But these beings are shapeshifters, energy beings. They're in another dimension. Sometimes they're here. And they have minions working for them. And these minions are the wealthiest people on the planet that are in different professions, but mainly bankers. And they create incidents so they can create greater wealth, but also create more turmoil and negative energy on the planet. And they do this because it feeds the dark energies. These dark energies get fed. So when you get riled up, guess what you're doing? At least from my perspective. So do we want to continue to get riled up? Well, I can't make my point if people won't listen. Yes, they will. They'll listen a lot more if you do it in love. They will. And if they don't, let it go. Detach. Because 1,000 years from now, is it going to matter? When you leave this place, is it going to matter? I don't think so. You get to the next place, you go, you know, I didn't finish my work down there, and I still have a paper I got to write. And they'll go, really? You won't care. Other than the beings that you left behind, you'll still love them, and maybe support the overall mission or whatever their purpose, their life purpose is. But really, you're going to worry about a parking ticket you didn't pay or something. You know, this is where we get all caught up in this. And there's a lot of fear. You know, they brand it with a lot of fear. Oh, they're going to take away health care. Oh, they're going to take away insurance, whatever, Medicare, whatever. You know, this has been going on forever. Oh, they're going to pull Social Security. I don't know. You know, I think there are those. I've been really looking at a lot of what Steve Becko has to say and some other sites. And I really think, I know that there are beings that are of the light that are not visible, and some are physical, that are working on our behalf and the planet's behalf. I know this. We all know this. and we kind of lose sight of it. And how much are they doing? How much involved are they? I think they're involved pretty much. If they're right, let's just look at some of what Steve has on his site and the other sites. We are coming into a time where there's going to be a great change. There's going to be a redistribution of wealth. There will be enough money to go around to everybody, because the ones that own the majority of it, the 1%, have gotten it illegally, and it's going to be removed from them and redistributed. Is that going to happen? I hope so. And if it does happen, then you won't have to worry about health care. You won't have to worry about work, and you won't have to worry about energy needs. You won't have to worry about food. The thing is that I think we miss out on, because a lot of people are concerned about health care. Is this really health care? Is this really going to help us? When they passed Obamacare, I was all in favor of it, supporting people that couldn't afford it. But then I looked at my pay stub, and then I looked what I had to pay, and I could not afford it. I was willing to take the penalty, and then the penalty kept going up. They're forcing me to take this. You either take this or we're going to penalize you, and the penalty is going to keep going up. So how is that a win-win for me and people like me? And there's a lot of people like me, and a lot of people I talked to said, well, I don't care. I got insurance now. This is great. Well, good for you, but that's not right, is it? It's an answer, but it's not the right one. So they keep wanting to throw the same answer. We're going to provide health care. Not like that, you're not. Mm-mm. And it's not health care. It's drug care. I'm not going to get into that because my goal is not to divide people here. Some of you might work in the healthcare industry. Bless you. But you probably know. You've seen what's happened if you've been around for a while, what's been going on, right? So when we come up with a way of healing people, which already exists, by the way, alternative healing, alternative medicines, natural medicines, but not only just that, energy healing. Energy healing is for real. There are people learning how to do it more and more across the world. It's an ancient teaching. That's how we healed ourselves, I believe, at one time. We will no longer need health care. There will come a day. And when we do get health care, if we do need something physical to take, it will be a natural solution. And then we'll also understand why the body gets sick. And the reason, maybe the majority of the reason, is because of our attitudes, our negative energies, which we're in a world that creates that. So don't blame yourself. There are negative beings that want you to feel that way because they feed off of it. And then you get sick and they feed off of that. So when those go bye-bye, when those beings go bye-bye, and they're being escorted out, I believe, it's just a matter of time. As light comes here, they're leaving. And then this won't exist anymore. We won't have those feeding off of negative energy. You won't feel the desire to be that way. Because right now, we're all messed up. A lot of people. And then these drugs have not helped us. They lower our vibration. When you take a medication or drug or alcohol, you lower the vibration down. I've had my own experience with this. And you allow other beings to enter and control you. Because that's what they're waiting for. Some of them. I'm sure they all have different agendas. And they're no different than you and I, these beings. They just have chosen to go this path. In a way, they serve a purpose because without them, we couldn't experience duality. We couldn't experience the separation from God without negative energy beings. So really, in a way, thank you. We've had this great experiment. This was great. Loved it for 100,000 years, but it's getting a bit old now. So now we want this to come back. Now we want it to change. And it's not done, it's never done in anger. Love never does that. Anybody that's not being gentle and peaceful and compassionate is not coming at you from love. And any teaching that does that is not. And then when I hear politicians or people say these things and they want to lead others and they get to that point, I know they're not coming from love. But also, I don't rule out what they have to say because maybe there is some truth. Maybe they are positioned to be where they're at. Everything is where it's supposed to be. We just had a lot of women get elected. Good. It's about time. It's going to bring balance. This doesn't mean that it should be all women, in my opinion. There has to be a balance. It shouldn't be all Democrat. It shouldn't be all Republican. People say, well, there's gridlock. Maybe not. Maybe there's a glimmer of hope. The only thing we can really make a difference with is loving. You know, I read in an article, a lot of people hate the president. And they keep sending all this negative energy. And he just fires off at everybody. He's not afraid to take on anybody. And he'll say some quips that are kind of obnoxious. But how is he ever going to change if we don't show this individual love? At his highest self, you have to remember what this being is. Just like you. Signed up to play a role. Some of the worst villains in our history signed up for the role. Judas signed up for the role. We lose sight of that. Instead, I hate this person. This person's horrible. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, if you call yourself a light worker, then what are you doing? I'm going to call you out a little bit on that. Where's the love? Where's the love? Now, I'm granted, we all get caught up in the moment of things. I've done it too. But step back from it. And where is the love? And also, I think ego has a lot to do with this. People think they are absolutely right. Well, this side is absolutely right. That side. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know where the truth lies in a lot of it. But I will say what I've learned from people like William Cooper, Ramtha, and other beings that all say the same thing. And now a lot of times in Golden Age of Gaia, Matthew Ward. And, you know, maybe I'm just finding what agrees with me. But I'm open. I'm open to the possibility of something else. But they talk about how really we're moving forward. And we're moving, you know, there was those that split us apart and their time is coming to an end. And we have people in position now that are going to start moving things forward. Some of them you may not even like very much, but they really were put in position to do that. And they will continue to hammer away at it and things will change. It's going to take a process. Nobody's perfect. None of these leaders are. But if they're truly leaders, they're going to lead and they're going to step up and not be afraid. And maybe they don't lead by example. It would be nice. Who are we to trust? Well, trust your heart. Follow what rings to your heart. But don't ever stop exploring, I guess, is what I would say. Because that's how I've learned. I've talked to every person that I can talk to. Get their opinion. And if their opinion didn't agree with me, I wanted to learn more. Instead of getting angry at them, I wanted to learn why they thought the way they did. And it's amazing what you can learn. I think most of us are pretty close in how we see things. It just might be skewed slightly by whatever our experiences are. And so we've lost sight of what maybe is really important, things that really matter the most. But most of us probably want the same things. We just can't get past. We can't penetrate. And if we don't want the same things, you have to ask yourself with some common sense, what do we really need? Well, we got to have new shoes. No, we don't really need new shoes. I mean, it's nice to get new shoes. I'm not saying you can't get them. I'm just saying if you were the government, somebody says, well, we got to get new shoes. We need a hammer. You don't need all that stuff. You don't need all these things. What do we need? We need shelter. We need food. We need heat. We need health, maybe education. These are all affordable things, by the way. If it's true, there was an article out. It just blew me away. And I've heard it before. There was an article that came out and said, this was from Michigan State, a Michigan State University professor and a woman who worked for urban housing and development. And they were going back and looking at tax income and where it went. And they found over a period of maybe 7 or 8, 10 years, $21 trillion missing. $21 trillion. At first, they thought it was going to be a couple trillion, which is a lot. But then it was $21 trillion. That's what the deficit is. And what is it going for? And they speculated that it was, or maybe they had connected some dots, for a secret space program. And I remember Ramtha talking about this, and I remember... Oh, Cooper might have talked about this, and Metatron, and Matthew Ward. And they all said, we have a much more developed space program than NASA wants you to think, and our government. And we have actually traveled the length of the solar system with manned craft. And many of these UFOs we see are actually our own. That's what we're seeing. And maybe some of the abductions are also from us. And maybe some of the cattle mutilations are from us. Think about that. You know, X-Files, when they ended it, was it last year or the year before? Where, oh, it wasn't last year, but the year where they had the UFO was doing some of the abductions. That was a couple of years ago. I thought, well, they're kind of telling the truth, at least from what I understand it. Finally coming out a little bit on that. All these years, these abductions, I thought, were done all by one being. But what if it's more than, what if there's others doing it as well? Anyway, my point on all of this is that there are so many things we don't know, so many things that have been kept from us, and people have found out some of these things, and they try to bring it forward. Generally, they don't live very long. We're seeing some people now doing it and surviving. Some of them are protecting themselves or getting out of the country in order to speak the truth. So do I believe that's possible? I've heard about it for years from former military people and also channeled beings, so I believe that certainly is. If you had $21 trillion, education would be paid for, health would be paid for, real health, I'm talking about, not drug health, all these things. You know, we have the ability to heal with natural things. You know, once in a while, we might have to do drastic things to save somebody. But really, the person also, from what I've learned doing this show, a person has to heal themselves. So let's say you're going to an energetic healer. I've talked about with this Reverend Dr. Phil, with him about this. And I said, I bet you Jesus did this, didn't he? And Phil said, yep. He would heal somebody, but he would probably tell them, you have to change the way you think about this and how you act about that, because it's going to come back. And I've noticed that with people that I've worked with that have developed illness. It was brought on. More than one of them has told me 90% of it was caused by their attitudes. And Phil said the same thing. When he works with somebody and heals somebody, you know, he'll tell them, okay, there's certain things that you're going to have to change. And the same can be said for John of God down in Brazil. He will tell people the same. You're going to have to change your diet, maybe, but also your attitude, which is what causes a lot of it, if not the majority of it. Some believe that. I believe it as well. I know when my attitude's sour, guess what's going to happen to me? I'm not going to feel well. When I'm feeling really good, I feel really good. My body corresponds with that. So we fail to know really what healthcare is, I think. It's, you know, it's been given to us with an altered, skewed view when there are other answers out there that maybe are much better for us. And we're fighting over this when the real truth is we don't have to. And then we're fighting over energy, the cost of, you know, to heat our homes and all that, when there's such a thing as free energy, when that technology is out there and it's being withheld from us. These are the things we should be demanding, if you ask me. As far as education, yes, I think there are many great things we can learn at colleges and schools, but there are many things they make you take that you don't really need, right? To fill out the curriculum. I think that stuff needs to go. And I think we have to change a lot of it. What's truly important, what we truly need to learn. And, you know, people, we have a society where we go to school and then you're supposed to determine what it is you want to do with the rest of your life. And hopefully you find a job that you enjoy, which probably is pretty rare, and you're stuck with that. People don't want to do that anymore. That's why you're seeing this. This is an up. People are going, I don't want to do that just because you did that. Well, you can't survive then. Well, maybe and maybe not. Maybe there are things coming forward that will allow all of us. Work should not be, listen, I work hard. I work a lot of hours, but work should not enslave us. And I go back again to William Cooper, Rampta, Metatron, and others that said part of what they wanted to do, those in power, was enslave you through your jobs, because everything's going to go up, the price of things. You're going to have to work harder to keep what you got. And also, they're going to create devices that mess with your energy level, and those devices will become very dear to you. Like your cell phones, TVs, all this stuff. It's a way of controlling you. And then also, you know, the cell towers affect you, your health and everything, and maybe even program you. So they said all these things were going to come forward to enslave us, control us, and we see them now. People are going to be very out of it. people are not balanced right now. And that's what this is calling for. It's calling for us to become balanced so we can shift and move with the earth. If that's indeed happening, if the earth is becoming a place of more light, because the earth has chosen to, then we are going to go along with it. We have a choice. We don't have to. But we will be going down that course as well. And that's what I see going on. And maybe I'm wrong on all. Tomorrow, maybe I'll wake up and go, you know what? There's something else here. But this is what I see over the years and years and years of talking about this with everybody I can meet, keeping an open mind, listening to what they have to say, forming an opinion, but not holding it too tightly. I think it's time to detach. If you feel yourself so wound up over all of this, let go. Letting go doesn't mean you don't care. It just means you put it in another place. And you realize there's not anything that's really bigger in life than your journey and your journey back to where you came from. So when you leave the physical world, which is not our real place, this no longer becomes important. We think it is now. And we want to certainly move it. Many of us have signed up to help us move this in another direction. I think there's so many people I've talked to all over the world, light workers that just realize it and they know it. And younger generation realizing it, knowing it, seeing it, and in some way contributing or not. You know, we get lost on the way. We have thoughts and feelings and emotions and egos and all of that goes with it. So we got to fight through the jungle to get through all that stuff and clear ourselves from it and get back on, of course, to being humble, being very open to what people have to say and to letting go. And the greatest thing, you know, that I've learned, one, from my mother, who is just an amazing soul, really an old soul, very advanced for her time. And she could see both sides. She could always do that. And it taught me that. Maybe I already knew it. I think we already all know it. But it's good to have that example, isn't it? And then the second thing is learning to detach. If I didn't learn how to do that, I don't think I'd be here right now. So when you start getting too riled up about something, a lot of times that's our ego, don't you think? Well, they're wrong and I'm right and I got to prove it. It's like when you learn to let go of that ego, it's like you go, you might be right. You might be wrong. I'm going to look at every option and I'm going to present what I think is accurate and I'll go from there. And truly, if we all love each other, then from the highest levels, we wouldn't be pressuring somebody to see things our way. We wouldn't be angry if they didn't. We would understand that maybe they're not on our level, or we're not on their level. We always think we're a level up, you know? what if I'm on the bottom rung? Hey, I'm way above everybody. And then they turn the ladder upside down. I go, wait a second, I'm on the bottom. You know, I think we got to learn to laugh, too, about some things. It's like way too serious. This doesn't mean I don't care. This doesn't mean I don't have compassion. I wish we lived in a world where we could help everybody. I wish we could have open borders where people could come here and we could help every. The world is not quite ready for that, I don't think. The world is not quite ready, but it will be someday. So if we build a wall, we're just going to tear it down. But also, we have the right, I think, to protect our borders. And it'll keep an eye on who's coming in because there are, believe it or not, there are some energies out there that are much darker than the ones we even have here that want to come here. And maybe they're already here. I don't know. So a little bit of caution I don't disagree with. And, you know, we had this caravan that came up. And what should we do with these people? And we should help them. I agree we should, if we can. But what is going on in their own country? How come that never gets settled? That also has to change. We as people have to demand for change. And that's the only way change is going to come. It's been corrupt in many of these countries for a long time, way worse than it is in the States. And that's what's on its way here if we don't guard against it. But also, we can influence just with our love and our energy and inspire. And I think people all over the world are learning to stand up. and ask for more. And it's when most of us reach this level where we truly are filled with love and we want a better world, things will change. And they're already changing. They already are. You know, people talk about their sources, saying one is fake news, one side is fake news, the others. They're all major companies. And major companies, because I work in media, I know what the purpose is, to make a profit. And you can be influenced by other major companies. So what does that tell you about our media sources? Not saying everybody's that way, just throwing that out there. If you think one side is superior to the other, well, most of the people are saying this. Well, that doesn't mean that it necessarily is the truth, does it? You have to decipher that for yourself. I think if you dig more, you find out more, and then you might see things in a different light, or not. But in the end, I just know that it's good to probably detach from some of that, because hanging on to it doesn't help anybody, doesn't help you, doesn't help anybody. And look at the ones that influence us the most throughout history. When you think about the ones that walked in peace and love, and it seemed a little bit they were passionate, but a little bit detached. We followed them. Maybe they weren't detached. Maybe that's not the word. But maybe they were removed from the circumstances. I think Jesus probably exemplified that. You know, he detached. He knew the outcome, what was coming. He knew it. I believe he did. And he detached from it. And maybe even had some difficulties, you know, realizing that. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about this week, was maybe, you know, something to think about and looking at the other side a little bit. We're not helping ourselves at all if we don't approach everything with love. And it's hard to. I realize I get caught up in things. I am not perfect by any means. Just reminding you of something you already know. Namaste.